Former Delaware Governor Jack Markell is speaking out against a draft proposal by the Trump administration that could make it harder for immigrants to get legal U.S. residency. Current law penalizes legal immigrants who are likely to depend mostly on welfare or who need long-term care paid by the government. But under a Trump administration draft proposal published last week by the Washington Post, non-citizens who could qualify for non-cash benefits like health insurance subsidies, heating assistance, or food stamps may also lose their chance at legal residency. President Donald Trump has said legal immigrants strain resources meant for poor U.S. citizens. But Markell says a lot of the public assistance goes to help the U.S. children of those immigrants.
If they're hungry and not healthy, that could very much be an impact on taxpayers for a long term because they could need government support that they will be entitled to.
The Migrant Policy Institute, a D.C. think tank, says nearly 16 million U.S. citizens under the age of 18 have at least one immigrant parent. The Trump administration's draft proposal shows native-born Americans use public assistance at about the same rate as people who were born somewhere else. The Trump administration's draft proposal shows native-born Americans use public assistance at about the same rate as people who were born somewhere else. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.